Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Whether you have found us on WSMOnline.com or via iTunes, welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. I'm Charlie Matos. Well, we'll take you back to Monday, January the 18th of 2010, one of Nashville's most infectious personalities and a wonderful storyteller. Tandy Rice would join us in studio. Tandy, longtime manager for decades of the great comedian Jerry Clower. And Tandy and I actually did mornings for a short time at WLAC Radio in Nashville at 1510 on the dial. He stopped by that morning to share some great stories and also look back on the great career of Carl Smith, who had recently passed away. Tandy Rice on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
I just hung up with a lady who said, I got to know the marital status of your guest because he is the best looking man, the best looking thing with white hair in this town. Would you welcome Tandy Rice to Coffee, Country, and Cody?
I ain't no coffee right now, but I sure would like some.
I just put on a pot.
I have got to say something.
All right.
It's burning deep within me now. I want to say this to your millions of listeners who are at home or driving.
Or around the world at WSMOnline.com.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Now listen closely. I've waited to say this to you, but this is about love. I heard you and Mr. Matos a while ago talking about hate.
Yeah.
I did hate. And I thought, wait a minute, I came this far in fog to talk about love. Please listen to every word and don't wonder what I'm saying. Billy Deaton, the late Billy Deaton, was a legend in Nashville. He was one of my closest friends and yours too. He adored you, Bill Cody. I'm talking about it even past adoration. Billy Deaton was in the nursing home. He died a slow and agonizing death, and I used to go see him all the time. 2 hours before he expired, I was with him. And at that stage, I didn't know if he could hear me or not. I'd get down in his face and say, Billy, this is Tandy. I love you. And I swear to God, I thought I could see it in his eyes saying, I love you too. But I didn't know he was that close to dying. And finally, I said, Billy, is there anything I can do for you? Now, remember, this is 2 hours before he goes to cross that river. 2 hours before he goes to look God in the face. And here's what he said to me. It was almost like I'd stuck him with a pin. He said, yeah, get me some oranges and cut up Bill Cody on the way out. I thought, my God, that is the most beautiful, beautiful thing I've ever seen. The man's looking at the end of the trail, and he wants to eat an orange and listen to Bill Cody one more time before he dies. Bill, are you taking this in?
Keep eating, book with Deaton.
That's right.
Remember?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Well, he I've been there. I bet I visited him 50 times, and he always had you on, and I'd cut it down, see? So we could talk, and then he got to whisper just like that. He'd whisper, and he said, two things, get me an orange and cut up Bill Cody on the way out.
And I love that whole, because that's a country expression.
Yeah.
You know, cut it up or cut it on or cut that light off that light on or cut that radio off.
Well, I can tell you right now,
how about
when he crossed that river, you were surrounding him. You were part of him. You were just like the blanket that kept him warm. Bill Cody. And I wanted to say that on this legendary program, okay?
Tandy, thank you.
I wanted to share it with your listeners.
It is so special.
Oh, boy, George Jones and Nancy think they love you. Well, so do about 10 gazillion other people, too. And it's a heavy-duty burden if you stop and think, wait a minute, I can't mess up now. I got folks that are even going to meet their maker listening to me. So I have said it. I got two other things I want to touch on.
Yeah.
You know, I stay excited about anything, but I'm excited about the Celebrity Bus Drivers Academy that a guy named Mr. Huffman and I, Chip Huffman, are involved in. I call Chip Huffman the Donald Trump of entertainment transportation. Chip Huffman founded a company called Night Train Coach Lines Incorporated. Chip Huffman has been involved in owning and managing over 60 or 70 buses. He knows more about bus transportation and the entertainment business than any human on earth. And he's been after me for the last 2 years to join him in something, and I finally capitulated. That's a Charlie Maddox word.
There you go.
I finally capitulated because I just admire him so much, and I said, okay, if you believe this strongly, I'm in. And he said, I'm telling you, I've been getting about 20 phone calls a month for the last 20 years from people all over America who want to know, how can I become one of those celebrity bus drivers? I already drive a bus. I already drive a rig. But how can I be educated and elevated to that level? And he said to me with his own lips, I think there's a market for this. Long story short, Chip Huffman and Tandy Rice have gone into business, and we've started a company that's going to create a learning situation for people across the country who want to come here, and we're going to present a seminar to them that lasts 4 days. And sure enough, we've had easily over 200 phone calls now.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We are a process learning or developing. Every day what we're going to do changes a little bit, but our enthusiasm doesn't abate. So we're going to do this within the next 6 months. Right now, we're aiming at March, but we may have to realign it because we've got to get buses. We've got to make accommodations. And it looks like Brother Chip Huffman is right on the money. If anybody's interested in checking us out, we're easily checkoutable. Go to www.huffman-rice.com. Huffman-Rice.com, and you'll see a website that will so inform you and amaze you and entice you that we may see you here in Nashville for the upcoming Academy.
But Charlie, you're talking about your travels with the Vanderbilt University women and how many of the coach drivers who drive players' buses actually work with the stars in both country and pop.
Don't get me wrong. I love airports and I don't mind flying. But if you give me the option of flying or taking one of those gorgeous sleeper buses and doing it that way, John Madden had it right.
Oh, he
wonderful way to see the country. Yeah. And it's not often you can be behind the wheel of something. Tandy, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of those buses are $1 million to $1.5 million
worth. That's right. Yeah. That's where my partner's got about 70 of them. Yep. See, now this has nothing to do with night train coaches. This is a separate venture for him. He knows everything about this. I know nothing about this.
Well, and we have so many drivers, truck drivers, who listen to us the world.
That's right.
And the Celebrity Bus Drivers Academy, for those who are already in that industry, or maybe you've never done this sort of thing in your whole life, but you've had the dream. Go to Huffman, HUFFMAN-Rice.com on the web, and you can follow up on the Celebrity Bus Drivers Academy and top billing driver placement with Tandy Rice.
May I say one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
Nashville, unbeknownst to you and Charlie Maddox, whom you all think know everything, has evolved into being the entertainment transportation center of the world.
Mm.
Nobody's even second. And the reason is because groups from California who get ready to go on tour, they don't start in California now. They fly up here. They deal with publishing companies, record companies. They do their business. They hang with other writers. They do all kind of stuff. Then they say, time out. Let's get on the bus.
They load out from here.
That's right. They load out from here. They may end up in Eugene, Oregon, but they don't start out there in San Francisco. They all start here, and there's such a demand for this and for drivers. My partner says there's an insatiable demand.
So, again, Huffman-Rice.com, and it's HUFFMAN-Rice.com. Tandy Rice, if you just joined us this morning. And there was a sweet story off the air that we shared with each other regarding Tandy's dog that is out in the car waiting, howling at the top of its lungs for him to return for his master's voice.
That's right.
And I recounted this story. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was the same dog, and then you shared with me. When this dog was a pup, Tandy was in with Jerry Clower one morning. This has been, 13, 14
That's
years
right.
ago.
That's right.
Because I've been in town a little over 15
right.
years. And Tandy says, Jerry, you and Bill seem to have it under control. I'm going to take my little puppy dog I just got out here and let him do his business on Mr. Gaylord's pasture, which is that quadrangle out in front of the Magnolia entrance to the hotel. And I mentioned that, and he said, that dog is in the car.
That's right.
And it has been so spoiled since you met him as a puppy that I have to pick him up and carry him.
You know what Brother Jerry said the first time he saw that dog? Now, I'm going to test you, and this will go right over Charlie Maddox's head. I know. I've worked with him. I know his background. Jerry Clower saw me holding this little puppy licking my chin. First thing he said was, where'd you get that feist? Where'd you get that feist?
Do you know what a feist is?
There you go.
Yep, either over my head or behind my back. One or the other.
Little feist or mountain cur.
There you go.
Hunting dog.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
And they basically hunt squirrels.
Squirrel dogs, yeah.
And I'm telling you, they'll bite bark. They'll just like a chainsaw with teeth and a tail. And Jerry Clough said, where'd you get that feist? And I looked to right and left. I didn't know what he was talking about.
I hunted with him when I was a kid. Charlie's heard me reference my childhood hero, Wallace Garrett. And, oh, yeah, he loved feists.
You mentioned the word hero. Have I got 30 more seconds?
Yes.
When I was in the 50s, I loved Carl Smith so much.
Oh.
I mean, I not only admired him, I wanted to be him. I knew Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way. I knew everything he ever recorded. And there were some pictures of me at one time. When I would come home from school, grammar school, my mama would always do the same thing. I had a Victrola.
Now, where was this?
This was in Franklin, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
I'm an 8th generation Williamson County and all the way to China. So, listen to this. I would go back to my bedroom and my mama would have fixed me a toasted piece of salt rising bread, that goes right over Maddox's head, salt rising bread, and a glass of Welch's grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I would cut on Carl Smith. This is an open admission, like baring your breasts. This is funny. There's a picture of this, too. I had a guitar. It was a Stella. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stella. That went right over his head, too. Okay. And I would cut on Carl Smith and stand in front of a full-length mirror with the cowboy hat on and sing the words. I couldn't play, but I'd hold the guitar, drink that juice, and eat salt rising bread. And I, at that moment, at that time, at that place, I was Carl Smith.
Isn't that something?
I loved him so much. I wanted to be Carl Smith.
And so many people have said it. Waylon was among those who was quoted as saying, I wanted to look like him, walk like him, talk like him, be handsome like that.
Well, it's kind of hard for me, though. He was about a foot taller than me. He could whip anybody that moved. I couldn't whip anybody. But I could act like it for a while. But nobody could catch me when I ran.
And Carl Smith, for those of you who don't know, we remember him this morning. He died over the weekend. He was 82 years old.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I saw Carl Smith 4 days ago in the country, the place we all go to eat on the interstate, the
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, Cracker Barrel. He was sitting by himself.
Mm-hmm.
I was going out there to meet somebody. He looked sad. I walked over to him and I said, Carlos, you look so great. How you doing, buddy? Because I was in business with him for a while. He shook a hand with Carl Smith, buddy. You didn't need a contract ever on anything. And he said, Tandy, I'm doing fine. And I thought, well, I'm not going to sit with you because you probably want to be alone. I sat 3 tables over and I made a mental determination that I was going to write him a letter when I left him that said, Dear Carlos, I will always love you, Tandy Rice. And I didn't do it.
Mm.
I put it off and kept, I'll get around to doing it one of these days. So I want to say to your listeners, and Charlie Maddox is listening, if you ever have a thought that's noble and pure and good like that, act on it right that second. Because none of us knows what tomorrow holds or if there's going to be a tomorrow.
And he is with the love of his life, Miss Goldie, whom he missed so much after her passing.
Never saw one like it. He adored her, and I adored him.
That's Tandy Rice. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. You've made it special. As we remember Carl Smith, this is a Willie Nelson song that Carl cut, and this is off vinyl on Columbia, and it's called You Ought to Hear Me Cry. Carl Smith on 650 AM WSM.
I talk loud and laugh loud, you ain't heard it all. You ought to hear me cry. I go home to a home where love's almost gone, not enough to fill one needle's eye. Then I sit down in the corner and I turn on the TV. You ought to hear me cry. I go home to a home where love's almost gone, not enough to fill one needle's eye. Then I sit down in the corner and I turn on the tear. You ought to hear me cry.
Probably doesn't surprise you if you missed it at the introduction that Willie Nelson wrote that song, You Ought to Hear Me Cry. And Carl Smith pouring it on him 28 minutes after 8 o'clock. We remember Carl Smith. He passed on Saturday at the age of 82. And visitation is this afternoon in Franklin. Get the official information up here. It's at 5 o'clock, 5 to 8 this evening. And then tomorrow's the funeral at 11 o'clock. And it'll take place at the Williamson Memorial Funeral Home, which is on Columbia Avenue, for those of you familiar with Franklin. Or you can just Google Map it or MapQuest it if you plan to attend. Again, 5 to 8 tonight. Tomorrow's a funeral at 11. Williamson Memorial Funeral Home, Columbia Avenue, and that's in Franklin.
And Tandy, just so profound, because how many times in your mind did you thought, oh, I got to drop somebody a line, I got to give them a call, got to check in on them, and then sometimes you just don't get that chance, you know? And if you don't do it when you're thinking about it right away, you know?
Tandy Rice, thank you so much for those stories this morning at 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. Boy, he's special, isn't he, Tandy?
Oh, yeah.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.